Radio right here at CashbackRadioLive.com. Welcome into the show. I'm Brad Dalius. Great to have you with us tonight. We've got a lot to cover with a great guest this evening. This guy has been in the networking industry for a long time with plenty of experiences. He's a Savion 5-star. His name is Don LaPlume, and he now joins us here on Cashback Radio. What's going on, Don? Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Brad. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, the feeling is mutual, Don. It's great to have you on the show tonight. I know you and I have been talking a little bit these last couple of days, so I'm excited to have you on the show. Lots to talk about with you, obviously, as I mentioned before. I want to get into a whole host of things tonight. But first off, Don, I really want to start from the beginning, go back a little bit, if you will, wind back the clocks, and talk about, share with us your story, Don, of how you were drawn initially to the networking industry and how the journey began for you personally. Take us through that period.
Sure. You know, it actually started for me back in 1994. I remember it because that's the year I was married. My wife became pregnant with our first daughter, it turned out to be. And, and I had, I knew I wanted to be able to do more for my family. And so when a friend of mine approached me at work, a coworker, it was, well, yeah, I'd take a look at something. I'm looking for something. And that's how it all began. It was interesting because that first company I was with for about 10 years. And it's one of those legacy companies that's been around for a long time. It's still out there. And it was great because I learned a ton about the industry. I didn't person I needed to be, and I never really made any money there. But what I did learn was a ton about business. And because they had such an incredible personal development system, I learned a ton about myself and relationships. And even to this day, even though we've long since left that company and never really made any money in that company, my wife and I contribute our strong marriage partially to what we learned through their system. And so I've been a huge proponent of network marketing since that point. I just think it's a phenomenal industry, Brad.
I think there's definitely something to be said, Don, and we all go through this at a point or a time. We observe. You have to be a good observer at a certain point in your life, whether it be if you're at a certain company, whatever you're doing. You have to be a sponge, I like to think. You have to really soak things up before you can kind of go out there and start talking and really sell yourself. You have to really learn what things are about, and you have to get that experience. So if you could, Don, kind of elaborate on that, and as far as observing things and taking things in initially, when you're just starting out at a company and you're just trying to gather as much information as possible, in the moment, you don't think about it too much, but down the line a little bit, when you think back on it, those experiences are really priceless, regardless of what you were getting paid, because you're learning so much valuable stuff that if you're smart, in the future, you can really implement it down the line.
That is so true, Brad, and I'll happily elaborate because, you know, as I was going through that period of my life, I'll tell you one of the things that they taught me to do was to write a mission statement, a personal mission statement. June of 1994 when I did that, I still have it today and live by that. At the time, I didn't think a lot of it, but I really took my time and tried to create it. Because I needed to dig deep to figure out what my purpose was here on Earth, really. And that's what I tried to put in writing. And it was funny because a lot of what was in that mission statement, I had no idea how it was going to come true. It was so far removed from where I was in life at that time that I couldn't even imagine really that it would come true. And ironically, in the ways that it has, because pretty much everything I put in that mission statement is now a reality. And that was back in 1994. But I didn't even see the first part of that coming to fruition until 2001. So that was a good 7 years later, 7 years after I wrote it, it first impacted me. So
that's awesome.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, totally. And this is something we talked about a couple weeks ago here on Cashback Radio. The power of writing things down, whether it be a mission statement, like you were saying, Don, in your case, goals, both short-term and long-term goals. Anything you want to write down in business or in life, the power of taking a pen and putting it on a paper, it's so huge, and it's so it's underrated in a sense a lot of the times too, because you just don't think about it, but it really is a powerful thing if you can write things down, and it increases your chances of accomplishing whatever you want to accomplish drastically.
Many times over, Brad, you're so right. And it's not even, when we say write it down, a lot of people these days think, oh, I'll type it into my tablet or something.
Right.
And I'll tell you want to actually put pen to paper. There's something about the tactile movements, the way your hands move and how that helps to ingrain it inside of you and make it real. But you truly need to put pen to paper when you're writing things down. That's what it really means.
Completely agree. No doubt about it. Just the fact that you're doing it yourself manually, it really leaves a big imprint on the brain. I couldn't agree more with that. And by the way, we're talking with Savion five-star Don LaPlume here on Cashback Radio. Just getting started tonight. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour, 8:30 Eastern time. And Don, as far as when you're just getting started out, and obviously over time you observed more stuff, and you became a sponge, like I mentioned just a little bit ago, and you learned so much stuff. I'm curious to get your take on, when was the moment for you personally that you knew and you could really say to yourself that, you know what, this industry is for me. I can see myself doing this stuff long term.
You know, it wasn't until many years later. And before I got there, I went through a lot of frustration. And truly, the frustration had nothing to do with the industry, although I had no idea at the time. The frustration had to do with me. Because one of the things we tend to do in life is we compare ourselves to others. We look at what somebody else is accomplishing and saying, why can't I do that? What is wrong with me? And we beat ourselves up. And if we only understood that everybody has different experiences, everybody has different knowledge, everybody's practiced different things, and they may be better at one thing and not another. And if we understand, and this is what took me a while to really understand, that I'm only in a race with myself.
Mm-hmm.
My only obligation is to make myself better each and every day. I don't have to be as good as Brad. I don't have to be as good as, whoever it is. What I have to do is I have to be better than me the day before. And when we can get that into our heads and understand and just let go of what everybody else is doing and thinking that we have to keep up with them and just simply focus on getting me better, then I'll tell you what, the world opens up, because there's no guilt, there's no frustration, and each and every day you improve just a little bit to the point where down the road, you don't even recognize where you came from, as far as the improvements that you've made in yourself. And I just think that's so important for people to understand, because I had to go through all of that way before I knew that this was for me.
And it's just a matter of continuing to check off different points, different junctures in your life, I think. Telling yourself that if we could take it one step at a time, and you know, it's so cliche, but it's so true when you say one step at a time. When you simplify things in general, Don, I feel it just helps people out so much more. When you bring it down from a macro level to a micro level, it makes it more manageable. Because let's face it, a lot of times people can become overwhelmed with things in general, and especially in business, especially when you're also comparing yourself to other folks as well. And here's the thing, though, that people don't always see. They just see the highlights of other people's lives and their accomplishments. They see the photos. They see the pictures. And like you were saying before, they say to themselves, why am I not at that point yet? But what you don't see, of course, is what's going on behind the scenes. They're struggling too. You're just not seeing that. You're just seeing the highlights. And I completely agree with you, Don. That's something that you really have to tell yourself over again and over again, is you just have to worry about yourself. I'm in competition with myself. And if you could think about it with using those parameters, you're going to simplify your life, and you're going to do it fairly easily, actually, if you could just simplify things for yourself.
So true. So true. And, you know, once you've done that and you get to that point, you know, I try and teach people to be 1% better than they were the day before. And when you think about that, and that really comes from a book, by the way, called The Slight Edge. And when you can be 1% better the next day than you were the day before, here's what you find out. A year from now, you're 365% better. And we don't think that those small little improvements make a difference. And for that particular day, they might not, or it might be imperceptible, but it does down the road. You know, and if I can, because that goes to where I realized that network marketing was for me. As I started to get better and better at who I was and who I am now, what I started to do was, now I was looking at, all right, which is the company for me? Which company can I help the most people with? Which company can I utilize to make my personal mission statement come true? And so it really wasn't until about 2012 when I found that company, or believed I had found that company. And just to go back to the question that you asked me, it took me that long, even though I started in the industry back in 1994. So it was a long process for me.
And that's just that you never know, right? You never know. It could happen sooner for some people. It could take a little longer for everyone else. I think the key is to make sure that you're at peace with it, you know, and you know it's the best decision for yourself. And there's no doubt in your mind, and you haven't left any stones unturned. You know, you've done your research, and you know what's best for you. And it kind of goes back to what we were saying before, is not really maybe comparing yourself to someone else, saying someone else did it instantly and they were able to find what worked for them best. But it really varies for everybody. It's whatever you're comfortable with the most, and when you know the moment is right.
That's very true. And, you know, when that time came, and I'll tell you, because this really goes into why I am so excited about Savion. Because one of the things that I learned in that first company I was with, and the few other companies that I dabbled in throughout the years in between 94 and 2012, was that a lot of people get into this industry, and this industry, by the way, is young. I know there's companies that have been in the network marketing industry for quite a while, but the industry is really just beginning to come into its own, in my mind. Because people are just beginning to view it as a true profession. And it is, without a doubt. It's a wonderful and honorable profession. But I'll tell you, what really got me was, in my early years in the industry, I'd have so many people that would join, and they would join over time, but when they were joining, most of them never really made their initial investment back. They really had challenges, and I realized, it took me a while to realize, but I realized that one of the best things about this industry is that people can come in with very little money and start and own their own business.
Mm-hmm.
However, because there's such a low barrier to entry, there's also a very high failure rate, because many people who join don't necessarily have either the knowledge at first, or the stick-to-itiveness, the reason, the why to stay and learn and become a professional. In fact, they don't even believe that that's what they need to do because it was so easy to get started. Or get, well, this should just be simple and I should just be able to make all kinds of money. But that's not it. This is a business like any other. And so for me, it was finding a business where I could help, the way I looked at it, the average Joe or the average Jane to get started where they couldn't get hurt and where at the same time they could stay, they could have that staying power so that eventually they could make it. And that's what I was really looking for, and I didn't find that or believe I found that until 2012.
Five-star Don LaPlume joining us tonight here on Cashback Radio. We're going to talk more about Savion coming up after the break. We'll also dive into some more of Don's personal stories and experiences with networking and much more coming up right here on Cashback Radio.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back. This is Cashback Radio. I'm Brad Dalias, taking you into the bottom of the hour this evening, talking with Savion five-star Don LaPlume, having a lot of fun, really talking about a bunch of different things here tonight. I do want to talk more about Savion now, though, Don, and really the thing that has amazed me in the last couple of weeks is people continue to remain so optimistic and always are just so amped up every single day and just how excited they are about the company. It really amazes me how people, regardless of what's going on, they're up for the task every single day. You don't see that all the time, and it's something that I can't underscore enough, just having the right attitude and really just excited in general. You don't see it all the time.
That's correct, Brad. And, you know, having been with quite a few companies over the years, there were a lot of times when you just didn't see that. There's a saying in a lot of other companies where they say, you know, your emotions are up and then they're down and they're up and then down. And that's just the way the business goes. And then, by the way, comes right. The next 10 minutes because it's so fluid here. People are so amped up and excited because of what we're producing and how fast it's happening. You know, when I looked at this business, and, you know, it took me a couple minutes. It actually took me 4 days from the time I first looked at this to decide to pull the trigger and move forward with it. And even then, I wasn't 100% sure because I looked at it and said, this seems too simple. That was my first thought. But I'll tell you, Brad, after I realized that the simple part was really a huge key in it, I said, all right, I need to build this. And as I started to build with my business partner, Don Smith, we're officially known as the New England Dons, but we travel all across the country building this business, and really soon to be all across the world. But with Savion, what I saw was that we could take – and a person could join this company as a member, strictly as a member, and never lose money, because they could come in and simply get the cash back because of their regular shopping, shopping that they're already doing, and actually put money in their family's pocket each and every month so they couldn't get hurt. That was one of the keys, by the way. When I look for a business, that business has to be a business where people can jump in and they can't get hurt. All they do is the simple basics. If they never recruit a person, they still can't get hurt. And that's the way Savion is. And
it's
so
truly,
I think that excites
absolutely.
A lot of people, but I'll tell you what takes it to the next level. What takes it to the next level is that people can not only start and not lose here, but they can start in this business, and with just a little bit of effort, they can create an income that is life-changing. See, this is my all-time favorite part of Savion, at least to date, okay? Because a person can come in by simply referring three people, and those people referring a few. Next thing you know, they've got 12 people, six on each team. And here's the thing. Anybody out there, even without any industry background, can refer three to four or five people, okay? And especially to something where somebody can't lose. And when that happens, and those people do the same thing, and this person now hits 12 members total, they're earning $20 a day. Now, the reason that's life-changing, Brad, is because $20 a day equals $600 a month. And every time I go and speak, every meeting room I go into, when I ask the room, how many of you have been in a business in this industry before? And almost all the hands raise, because just about everybody's tried this industry. I'll ask how many people truly made money in the company that they were in before. And very few, if any, hands ever rise up, mm-hmm. right? And that's because in the industry, most companies, when people join, 9 out of 10 people never even get their initial investment back. See, that can't happen with Savion. But the beautiful thing is here, people can make a decent, when I say $600 a month, that's life-changing income. I mean, there were studies that were done after the Great Recession, as they called it, from mm-hmm. 2008 to 2010 and so, and people said, you know, if I just had an extra $300 a month, I never would have had to file bankruptcy. That's all I needed was $300 more a month. I would have made it through. And we're talking about, you refer a few people and end up with 12 members, and you're making $600 a month residually. That tells me we can change people's lives with this business, and that's what truly excites me about Savion. Can I say one other thing about it?
Absolutely.
I didn't want to just go right into it. This ramps me up because I've got a gentleman on the team who is from, well, close to the West Coast, we'll say that. And he asked me the other day, Don, what is it that has you excited about Savion? Because I told him what I just told you now and what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. But there's a new level of excitement, at least in me, with Savion. And this is the reason. Because I get to see some stuff behind the scenes now. Having built the business that I've built and built the reputation that I have with the company, I'm involved in some of the different meetings and some of the planning. And here's the thing. None of us out there ever want to build something that's going to go away. We don't want to be here for, you know, a few months and make some money and then it's gone. We're building this for our families. We're building this for the next generation. We're building this for many generations down the road. That's why I'm building this. I see what's happening behind the scenes. I see how the company is structuring itself. I see the moves that the company is making to secure this company's future, which tells me that my residual income that I'm putting my efforts into building and helping others do the same is going to not only be there, but it's going to be secure for generations. And I'll tell you what, when that hits you, when you understand that the company truly is doing their very best to make the moves and make the right plans and execute on those plans, to make this company a truly generational institution, then I'll tell you what, you won't be able to sleep at night. because that's what's driving me to introduce this to every single person I know. I want everybody part of this, all right? And not everybody's going to be part of it, and that's okay. But I want to talk to everybody. I'm not leaving any of my friends out. I'm not leaving anybody that I know out, because this is a way that I can change people's lives. This is a way that they can change lives. And we never know how far-reaching it is. Tell you what, this company is built to last. And I say that I know it's a young company, but I see what's happening behind the scenes. So what you're building out there, I truly believe is going to be around for generations. And so the efforts that you put in will be here long term. And you cannot compare that to an average business out there these days. You know, many people out there have jobs, and, you know, they're working 40, 50 hours a week, and they're planning to do that for the next 40 years. Kevin Marino tells us the 40-40-40 plan. You know, and the difference here is when we work and we create something, it'll be there next year. When Don Smith and I hit 5-star on December 31, I knew, because not everybody knows what 5-star means. 5-star means you get an income of $300 a day. So you can compute that out over the course of a year. But what that meant was that when we started January 1 of 2016, that we already started the year $300 a day richer.
You hit the ground running.
That's what it is. You know, it's you know, you go to a job, and the next week you've got to go and do the same thing again. You've got to go push the buttons or whatever it is that you do. Here, if we never get out of bed, another $300 is going to come in that next day. And tell you, you can't sleep after that stuff, because it just drives you. And that's probably why so many people are so amped up, because when they see that, I don't care if it's $20 a day, $300 a day, or somebody going all the way to $3,000 a day, that is going to amp people up, and that is going to keep them jazzed, especially as they see it go up and up and up. And it's crazy to think that, and it's going to be around for generations.
Savion, 5-star, Don LaPlume. Don, excellent dialogue, excellent points, my man. Fantastic job tonight. Really appreciated your time coming on the show. In closing, Don, you know, if people want to hit you up to get in contact with you, where's the best place they should go?
Best place is really to just go to newenglanddons@gmail.com. That'll come to me. We can certainly help them in different ways. But I'll tell you that outside of that, catch me in a meeting. Find
Love
a
it.
Meeting that I'm going to be at, because we're traveling all around to help anywhere we can.
Awesome. Good stuff. Once again, Savion, 5-star, Don LaPlume. Don, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Brad. I really enjoyed it.
Likewise. And there he goes. Once again, Savion, 5-star, Don LaPlume. Great to have him on the show tonight. Hey, that's going to do it. We'll talk to you again next week. Keep living the dream.